Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In this episode, we will talk about Mimi Parent, described by André Breton, leader of the Surrealist movement, as one of the vital forces of Surrealism. My name is Nat Andreev, and I'm going to tell you seven curious facts that you didn't know about a vivacious lady with a weak sense of humor, whose passion for life and art inspired everything and everyone she touched. It will be amazing if you could join me for the first session of my project with National Art Museum this Sunday, November 25th. We will discuss art in ancient Egypt. Curious fact number one. Mimi was the eighth of nine children of the architect Lucien Parent. From 1942 to 1947, she studied with Alfred Pellin, where she met the artist Jean Benoit, her future husband. Together with Pellin and Benoit, Parent formed the short-lived group Prisme d'Or, calling for the liberation of art. This rebellious avant-garde attitude led to her expulsion from art school and lay behind all of her art and life. Curious fact number two. The period from 1944 to 1959, during the term of Maurice Duplessis as Premier of Quebec, was known as the Great Darkness and was Canada's McCarthy era, characterized by extreme conservatives from government and from the Catholic Church. Probably as a result of this conservatism, Parent was expelled in 1947 for insubordination related to the staging of an exhibition at the school. Curious fact number three. Masculine and feminine, a tie made of Parent's own long, luxurious mane set against a man's suit lapels and crisp white shirt, parodied bourgeois dress codes and evoked the erotic texture of hair. Together with the three-dimensional tableau boxes for which she's best known, it was the high point of her involvement with the Surrealist in the decades after the Second World War. Curious fact number four. Her first one-person show, which was praised by Time magazine, was held at the Dominion Gallery in Montreal in 1947. Whilst in Montreal, she took part in evenings of playing cadavre exquis, a favorite Surrealist pastime in which several artists would work together on a picture without knowing what the others have already drawn. Curious fact number five. The Whip, another remarkable work signed by Parent, isn't itself as both simplified representation of the female body in motion and space. See how rather delightfully, casually, it seems to lean back into the wind as it walks, and nothing but a whip formed from the braids of the artist's own blonde hair, which may comprehend head and hair, with that columnar torso providing us with a visual sketch of all the rest. There is an interesting biographical detail to be inserted here. This artwork was created, this braids shared off in preparation, because the artist discovered that her partner had been cheating on her. The whip feels both light, loose, and sexually teasing, and savage in intent. These braids are also reminiscent of a stag's antlers poised to strike. They are touching too. The whip feels terribly vulnerable, even childlike. Braids more usually define childhood. They also gave Rapunzel, once let down, her freedom. It is perhaps the child and the woman lashing back who have been hurt. Curious fact number six. Her innovative use of found objects to create exquisite sculptural boxes displaying mythological tableaux, and her subversive approach to the themes of sexual desire and gender politics were vital to the evolution of surrealism and to the increasingly important role women played within it. Señorita! Curious fact number 7. Parente introduced an important theatrical element to surrealist art with the three-dimensional tableau boxes she began to make in 1959. These were boxes lined in black with glass fronts containing arrangements of objects discovered in flea markets, such as little dolls and toy animals, which Parente painted, dressed, and set against plaster sculpted landscape to present dramatic scenes from mythology, folklore, and her own imagination. Thank you so much for listening to the 9th episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in next month for our last episode in season 1, when I'm going to tell you about Diane Arbus, a child with a live grenade in her hands. It will be amazing if you could join me for the first session of my project with National Art Museum this Sunday, November 25th. We will discuss art in ancient Egypt. See you later. Locura y alegría, oh señorita, policía, buena va.